Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
What? 7 days since I haven't heard from you? Ah, it's been a long 7 days, folks. Hey, I'm glad you're here, though. Thank you for returning and taking that 7 days off until, from since last week. Here at Auto World Plaza, I'm your host, Mark Evans. Hey, thanks for joining me right here in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. Yeah, it's been 7 days since you and I have come together. Gosh, weeks go fast, don't they? Especially when it's in the auto world sense. Yes, welcome to my world. Auto World, that is. I'm sure happy that, very, very honored, and it's a privilege for me, folks, to be behind the microphone each and every week. And like you say, 7 days, they do go fast, especially in the automotive industry. The wheels are spinning at all times, all four of them. Some of you might have a six by. Oh, yeah, six of them. That means you got six more tires there. Well, two more tires there. Most of us have four tires. Now you've got six there. So here today on Auto World, first and foremost, you know, folks, again, it's a privilege and honor to be here sitting live in Boise, Idaho. And in the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio. But today I am actually sitting in a 55-gallon barrel. That's right, a 55-gallon barrel. Oh, you thought I was going to say oil. Gotcha. Nope, I'm sitting in a 55-gallon barrel of throat lozenges. Though, you know, those nice honey drip throat lozenges? Oh, soothing to the throat. Yes, 55-gallon barrel. That should get me through 3 hours. Yeah. Yeah, you what? Yeah, I said 3 hours. Auto World, each week, we go down into the nuts and the bolts of the stories here on Auto World for 3 hours each week. One, two, and three. 3 hours of fun, 3 hours of entertainment, we hope. 3 hours of, well, sometimes you might see some stupidity come out of my mouth, but that's all right, because that's what it's all about here on Auto World. We learn from each other, of course. I learn from you each and every week through your emails and your phone calls, not only live here on Auto World each week. And I'm going to tell you the phone number here to join us for you newcomers that's joined us here on our Auto World affiliate family. We're very proud to have more affiliates join and take Auto World each and every week. I am. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you with your car, your truck, snowmobile. What? Oh, yeah, it's 'tis the season. I can't hardly wait to get all these honey drop throat lozenges down so I can get on my snowmobile and burn some nitrous. Oh, yeah, that's right. I said it. I've got a Polaris 800 with nitrous on it. You know, when you get into that deep powder and you got a extended long track that's got the chainsaw rubber cut treads on it, and you just can't quite get through that 10 feet of power. You got to hit that one button. Boom. Boom. Nitrous. Oh, yeah. It takes the front skis of your sled, your nose, and points it to the moon. That's what I'm talking about. See, after all the years of repairing cars and still repairing cars and trucks and snowmobiles and rototillers and, well, in fact, we've got a weed whacker, actually. It doesn't seem like that time of year, but, yeah, customers drop off a lot of unique things to me, and one customer dropped off a weed whacker. It's a little four-stroke. Four-stroke weed whacker, not a two-stroke, and it just won't start. So we're going to tear that bad boy apart and find out if I can get it running, and if I can, I might even slip a little nitrous can on that weed whacker for him. Oh, yeah. Spin those strings to the point that we can cut concrete. That's what I'm talking about right there. Well, today here on Auto World, well, you can sit back and relax in your own favorite chair, of course, maybe in your man cave, she shed, wherever you might be. Thank you. It's an honor to have you along with me. Join into the program at any time. We've got 3 hours. Each and every hour is different. The reason we here at Auto World, all the staff that you're going to hear about here at the end of the hour, because I'm going to thank everyone, of course, at the end of the show that helps put Auto World on. But it means a lot to us that you're here and that some of our affiliates cannot take all 3 hours. They can take maybe 1 or 2 hours. Some take all three, and I'm very honored for that. So each and every hour is different. So if you folks only get 1 hour or 2 hours, you can always, a little bit of housekeeping, you can always go to gcnlive.com and listen to the third hour if you don't get the third hour. So, and with that said, too, I want to let you all know, a lot of you have been asking, well, how can I go back in time, Mark, and listen to your show? Because you said something 2 weeks ago, and you email me this, and you tell me this through email, and I do appreciate that. You got to keep in contact with me at all times. It's called communication. That's what radio is all about. And with that said, you can go to, just Google, Auto World Podcast. And you can go back and listen to the podcast of myself, Mark Evans, here at Auto World, and you can and see what I did say or did not say, and you can hold me to it.
Oh, no.
Okay. So with that said, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you fibs. I'm going to tell you the truth, the facts. And if you've got facts to tell me, please do. Because your facts are what we all need to know. We all learn from each other, and that's why I'm so honored to have all the affiliates that are taking Auto World and more to come. Because we need, well, you know, there's two heads are better than one, right? That's right. So today here on Auto World, let's see what's on the menu. Please hand me the hubcap. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, see this hubcap over here? It's a 16-inch today, looks like. A lot of stuff in it. Oh, yeah. The crew, it's an old hubcap. It used to be chrome. It's kind of rusty, dented. I think the staff, Eddie, the engine emailer that takes care of our email here, you're going to hear more about him here in a little bit. But, yeah, I think they take their frustrations out on the hubcap. Anyway, all the information that I want to give you here, taste and a tease of what's going on here in 3 hours of Auto World is in the hubcap. So in the first hour, what is going on? Well, first, stop right there. You're the star of the show. You are, each and every one of you. Interrupt me at any time at 855-660-4261. My email, folks, is good right now as we are live in Boise, Idaho. Auto World Radio. That's one word, Auto World Radio. @yahoo.com. That's good throughout the week and of course right now. So I want to hear from you with your car questions. Your should I buy? Should I sell? Should I drive this thing off the cliff? How come the bill's so much, Mark? At the repair shop, at the windshield shop, at the tire shop. What's a good set of tires? What is a good brand of tires? I mean, there are so many questions, folks. I mean, hopefully I've hit some highlights. I've got a smell mark. I've got a crack sound mark. I've got a muffler that's dragging the ground. Do I just get, the old words were baling wire, but nah, just get some coat hangers out and coat hanger it up. Not. What do you think about Midas, Mark? You see, that's what it's all about here. Now, with that said, 45 years, folks, of repairing cars, many, many years. That's all I've ever done. Had a little stint there when I was 13 years old. Yes, I lied about my age to wash the dishes. I had to get my hands clean somehow. So I worked at a truck stop and as a janitor. And then they said, hey, you're a fast mop mover, so let's get you over here to the dishwash, get those hands clean. So anyway, I did a little real short stint of dishwashing, but at that point I said I'm into the automotive arena to the point of no return. And that's exactly what I did. Went to school for it. Way back when in junior high and then, of course, high school. And so 45 years later, here I am, a master certified technician. What that means, there's a lot of papers on the walls. No, they're not. There's only a few on the walls here. The rest of them, are in the closet here in the Greasy Garage studio. There's too many of them. And what I'm saying, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that I don't really want to brag. That's why they're probably not on the walls. I wanted to learn how to work on your cars. I wanted to learn how to weld. I wanted to learn how to install the windshield. I wanted to learn how to do the bodywork. How about that new paint job, huh? Oh, yeah. We're going to take a short break, and you're going to find out what we've got coming here, right here, from the Greasy Garage Studio for the next 3 hours, just for you. I'm Mark Evans.
Nobody's going to fix my car.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Rider, the low rider.
come this winter. Come this winter, you're going to be pushing snow with that lowrider. Be careful. Get some airbags on and get it up in the air. It's kind of fun watching those cars bounce in L.A., especially at the SEMA show. Las Vegas, the SEMA show, I mean, excuse me. And they bounce them at the L.A. show, too. Oh, yeah, right there at the Staples Center. Hey, good to have you along, folks. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. You're right here live from Boise, Idaho in the Greasy Garage Studio. Here today on Auto World, we got to get to let you know what's going on here the first, second, third hour. First hour, $17.6 billion to electrify themselves. It's coming right up your alley here in just a little bit. Of course, I've got some trivia that we're going to get to, of course. Why don't we just do that right now? I've got a trivia question out there. That trivia question for this first hour of Auto World is, what British car is held together by super glue? Again, what British car is held together by super glue? 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. To make you sound good. My email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What British car is held together by super glue? And you might want to think about, do I really want that? Yeah. Boy. And all 3 hours, folks, I have some winter tips for you each and every hour. Winter tips, because we are living in winter right now. As you noticed on my Instagram account, Auto World Media, beautiful snowmobile picture. Uh-oh, I just spoiled it. Go over and take a look. Auto World Media. My Facebook page is Mark Evans. Take a little peek there to see what's going on over at Mark Evans, the Facebook page. And I welcome all of you over there to have a good laugh and a good fun time at Auto World Radio Facebook page. Please do. And don't forget, I am on LinkedIn. Getting a lot of great new friends on LinkedIn. That's growing too, of course. Appreciate you folks over there on LinkedIn. But here, before I start, I want to, first hour, I want to send out my prayers to all of you folks there in Kentucky and all the other states that are surrounded by those tornadoes. I'm from Illinois. I know what it's like. I do know what the sound of a train sounds like coming through my neighborhood, because I grew up there for a little bit before we moved down and out here west to Boise, Idaho. Prayers go out to all of you there in Kentucky and Illinois and all the other states that have been affected by the tornado. And another thing I would like to say, too, real quick here on the first hour, a gentleman that has passed away, Al Unser, of the Unser family, condolences to his family, Johnny Unser and Shauna and all. Rest in peace, Al. Al Unser is a four-time Indy 500 winner. He's, of course, has done really well in his racing career, and he loved racing to the point he's a racing icon and legend. Alfred Al Unser, he passed away at 82 years old, and you know, he had a 17-year battle fighting with cancer, and he was known as Big Al. Boy, he was, because four-time winner. Four-time Indy 500 winner. Yep. In 1986, International Motorsports Hall of Fame in 1998, of course, there. He won the Indianapolis 500 in 1970, 1971, 1978, 1987. And his final victory at the age of 47 made him the oldest winner in the Indianapolis 500 history. So rest in peace, Al Unser, if you... And again, all three brothers are together again, folks, up in heaven on the racetrack. So, anyway, here today on Auto World, we've got not only emails coming your way, I want to share emails with you each and every hour, and we're going to do that, of course, and we're going to get to that. What's this $17.6 billion to electrify? What's this all about? Huh? And also now, coming up on the second hour of Auto World, the first EV seed. That's right, S-E-E-D, the first EV seed coming your way in the second hour. You're going to find out what that's all about, and I'm talking some big-time money. In fact, each and every hour at the start of the hour, we're going to talk a little bit about something about EV and some of the companies that are doing something with EV, that it's all new, yes. And on the second hour, what happened on this day in automotive history? And I have an Auto World tip for you that is for everybody. You have something in your car that you're going to need to use right now in the winter. And another new segment here on Auto World. It's been a while since we've done it. It was new back in 1996. I'm bringing it back. It's called Spark of History. Yes. And, of course, another winter tip on the second hour. Third hour of Auto World. Ah, oh, yes. See, something about EV again. Who is considering more than $3 billion in battery EV investments? That's coming up the very first part of the third hour. And the stop sign is up. Stop sign is up. And that's coming to you on the third hour. And I have the question of the week. We're going to do that here in a little bit. Don't forget, on the third hour, we always have the very last part of the third hour of Auto World, A Word with Mark. And I also have another winter tip for you on the third hour. So let's get to the question of the week and give you 3 hours to ponder it. Yes. Here's the question of the week here on Auto World. Are you burning as much gas now as you did back in 1965? Question mark. Question of the week. Are you burning as much gas now as you did back in 1965? Now, some of you are so young, you might not have been here in 65. So go back in the day when you first started driving your car, that year, okay? And ask yourself, what kind of car were you driving? What year, what make, what model? What kind of gas mileage did it get? And are you burning as much fuel today as you did back then? Now, back then in 1965, of course, like my I have a 1965 Dodge Coronet 440. Well, it literally was, you know, it took 5 gallons of gas just to start it up. And so if you didn't know how to adjust the fuel air mixture screw on that carburetor, goodbye 5 gallons. And then, of course, the accelerator spring, it's set up to, if the accelerator spring broke, the carburetor would go full throttle. Oh, yeah, I'll raise my right hand right now. It did break once. It went full throttle on me. And, of course, what do you do as a young man? You lay on the brakes, right? You don't think about just turning the key off and shutting the engine down. But I did. I saved it. We're going to come back. And I've got an email in the email bag we got to get to. Eddie, the engine emailer, says you got to get to the emails, Mark. We're going to get to them right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, concerns continue over the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, with health experts working to learn more about the new variant. Speaking on ABC's This Week, NIAID Director Dr. Anthony Fauci stresses the importance of COVID-19 boosters for those who have already been vaccinated.
But for now, if you want to be optimally protected, absolutely get a booster if you've already had your primary vaccination.
Tens of thousands of people across 6 states are spending another day without power after a string of deadly tornadoes ripped through the nation's heartland on Friday. The twisters cutting a path through Arkansas, Kentucky, Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi. At least 80 people are confirmed dead. You're listening to USA Today. Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Oh yeah, I'm glad they're out there, especially in this winter time. You never know when you might need a push. You know, you're stuck in the snow and you need to get that vehicle you're driving pushed off the shoulder a little bit more, or maybe pulled back on the road and help with some tire chains. I do know there's a lot of tire chains out there, folks, to pick from that are really, really easy to do. I, of course, grew up with the tire chains, just like the big old trucks have. You know, they're cold. Oh, they're nasty. Cold, wet, heavy, hard to put on, and then they just destroy the quarter panels when you're trying to do a burnout. Okay, so get the plastic ones. That way it's easier on your hands. Hey, welcome back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for being here. Privileged to be here each and every week for you. I kind of, you know, I just live for it. Live to make sure that the Greasy Garage is going and the Greasy Garage Studios is rocking. And along with the whole entire crew here, Eddie the Engine Emailer is in the studio today. Hey there, Eddie. Oh, yeah, he says, I got a bag of email. It's to the left of me. We're going to get to it in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to do some, we're going to have that shout-out horn ready because we got quite a few emails from last week that I didn't get to an answer. You folks answered the trivia question from last week, which was, that trivia question was, how many gas filling stations are there in the United States? And Shayna from, she's in down in Texas, Corpus Christi. She, Sheena, I've got some great gifts for you. You did send me your email address, your physical address and all. We're going to get some gifts out to you. As you stated, you guessed 150,000, 50,000 gas stations. And everybody gets a gift, no matter what. So thank you for being part of the show, Sheena. And you said you're going to give the gifts to your dad. Well, there might be something in there for you, too, now in the gift bag. So, and again, a shout out to KEYSAM 1440. KEYS Keys. AM 1440 down in, Portland, Mathis, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have you along. Thank you. And then Denise answered. Denise, I've got, if you, I've got your,
your physical address, too, and we're going to go ahead and send you out some great gifts, too. And you're listening on 99.7 FM in Oklahoma City. Edmund Norman, Oklahoma City, good to have you along. Denise, thanks for bringing KNAH. That's our affiliate down there, KNAH 99.7 in Oklahoma City. Denise guessed a million. Woo! We went from 150,000 to a million. Whew. Okay, so thanks for, that was last week, and I do appreciate you folks emailing and guessing, and the answer is 300,000 is all, believe it or not. That's all there is. Remember the towns, though, that don't have a lot of, like Maui, you know, the islands, of course, the Virgin Islands, you folks, hey, how you doing down there? Good to have you along, too. How many gas stations do you have right there? See, some of the towns only have one gas station that make up for the gas stations, of course, in the Orange County area in California. But anyway, I just want to do a shout-out to all of you folks there that are listening in Oklahoma City and Texas, Corpus Christi. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. I really do. And with that, let's I've got an email here I wanted to share. I helped this gentleman here this last week. And that email address, again, folks, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And please do. We're live at 855-660-4261, live in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. Gentleman here, his name is Phil. And, again, I want to let all of you know that I never do give out your addresses or your last names. Your first name only, and if you want to change your first name, please do. It doesn't matter to me. You can call yourself Phil or Joe or Susie or whatever. But this is Phil, and I helped him this last week. And he had a question. He says, Mark, I have a 2006 BMW 330i, and the radio works when it wants to. Took the car to the dealer, said it needed a new head unit. They couldn't order, back order, $2,500. They recommend aftermarket head unit. Went out of business. The system, BAV Auto, went out of business. They can't even get it. Don't know where else to look. Any suggestions? Thanks, Phil. And then, of course, he says, yes, you can share it on the radio. Now Phil's listening on 1440 KEYS AM also. Corpus Christi, Texas. Thanks, Phil. Again, and thanks for the compliment back to me, Phil, on the email. And with this said, I actually wanted to let and share this with everybody, because if you've got an intermittent radio and all, like this 2006 BMW 330i, sometimes you can't get a new head unit. Sometimes the lights go out of them. Sometimes they're faded. You can't even read what station you're on. You can hear me, but you can't see that you're listening on 1440 KEYS AM down in Corpus Christi. So you need a new head unit, period. And so what I pointed out to Phil is that I actually found an awesome car dealer there right in Corpus Christi, and made a call to Mike down there, the general manager, and talked to him. And yes, we basically got some prices and all for Phil, and got the right price for a new head unit, aftermarket head unit, which there is, of course, a lot of brands. Pioneer and Kenwood is just Alpine. There's quite a few names. Kenwood would fit in this one the best. You'd have to buy the new deck, and then you have to buy the kit that you pull the stock radio out, put the new kit in, put the new radio in, the new Kenwood, if Phil picked the Kenwood. But then if you got steering wheel controls, folks, you've got to buy the wiring harness for the steering wheel controls. And then you got to buy an antenna adapter. So you got the antenna adapter, the steering wheel control, wiring harness, and then the kit, the plastic kit to make that fit right into the dash and plug and play. That's how easy it is. And so I pointed that all out to Phil. I believe Phil got a new radio. And he also had another question about his Bronco. When he turned his blinkers on, they didn't blink, they just buzzed. Bzzz. There's a good buzz. Oh, yeah. If you need a good buzz, just come to Auto World. That buzz, as I pointed out to Phil, is not the bulbs. It's the flasher can. And the flasher can is what makes the blinkers go blink, blink, tink, blink, 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 left, right, left, right. Okay, so, and you want a 552 flasher can. That's the part number for it. Get a heavy duty at all times, folks. So don't, heavy duty, HD. Just look for the HD. Some of you have 772s, 552s. There's a lot of part numbers. I think, 556 is another part number. So just go off the application, and that causes that buzz to go away. Oh, yeah. We want to make sure we don't get, you know, buzzed with our blinkers. Thanks, Phil. From Corpus Christi, Texas, one of our great affiliates down there at KEYS, 1440 AM. Okay, that trivia question for this week. What British car is held together by super glue? What British car is held together by super glue? 855-660-4261. With that said, we have another email. Eddie, the engine emailer. Now, he takes care of the email bag here that's to the left of me. He's in the studio. He's getting ready to walk out. Thanks, Eddie. He drops off the bag. It's like a big old Santa Claus bag. We take your emails that come through to us right now as we are live in Boise, Idaho, and throughout the week, folks. The staff prints them out. They're all new to me. Literally, it's called Stump the Chump. Man, I'm the chump. That means when that email, they hand this email to me, they print them out, put them in the bag. I'm going to reach in there right now. Oh, oh, there's one. Dang it. There's a lot of emails I didn't get to this last week because I've been sitting on a 55-gallon barrel of lemon drops trying to get my throat better. Oh, it's working. Here's a good... Oh, this... Oh, yeah, hey. This is from our local station, KBOI. Awesome. If you want me to read it live on the air, just say you can read it. And as like Phil said there, you can read it live on the air. And or if you don't want me to read it live on the air, folks, just say, hey, no, you. But please help me, don't read it live on the air. We're going to come back from a short break, and we've got an email. First email right here from a brand new Auto World affiliate, AM KBOI 670, where I'm sitting right now live in Boise, Idaho. I'm excited. It's from Ben in Boise. Woo! We'll be right back. Also, $17.6 billion to get electrified?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old
and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right now, this time of year. Oh, yeah. What kind of car wash do you like, folks? The ones that sandblast your paint off or the ones that take the scrubbing brushes and scrub your paint off? Okay, I'm going to get some hate mail now. Oh, don't do that to me. No. These new car washes, they one thing, let's give them applause because they recycle their water. They're recycling their water, folks. The dirt, the grime, the oil, the grease, the transmission oil, the brake fluid. Did I happen to mention the rear differential oil that's dripping out of you, the back end of your car is going down into the sump and they're recycling it and spraying it on the guy behind you? Yeah. There goes my hate mail. No, 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 no. As you know, they work. Yes, I do run a car through one of those just up the street from the Auto Road Drive here that my Auto Talk Auto World studio is at, Auto World Plaza. Yes, no brushes. High spray, but they do it right. They do it right. I almost invested in a car wash many, many years ago. Had quick lubes going, of course, and all that. Thought, you know, if I can change your oil over here and help you there, and get the dirt and the grime off over your car over there on the same parking lot, it'll help you. I found out that back then we didn't recycle the water, and then they had the brushes, and I just didn't want to do that to your car. I really didn't have time to take all the antennas, the pile of antennas that were getting ripped off the cars into the junkyard for scrap metal. Doesn't happen anymore, does it? Because there's no antennas on the cars. Okay, let's get to the email bag here. I reached in a little bit ago to the email bag that Eddie, the engine emailer, he said, reach in there, Mark, and get one. And I did, and I got one here from one of our great friends here in Boise, Idaho, Ben. And he's got, let's get reading it. I can read it. Thanks, Ben. He says, hi, Mark, emailing you from Boise, Idaho, listening on KBOI AM 670. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout out to our great brand new affiliate here, my hometown, KBOI AM 670. Program Director Nate. Thanks, Nate. I do appreciate it. Appreciate helping all the folks in Boise and McCall and Ontario, Oregon, and Jay Snappa and Caldwell and Baker, Oregon, and big lot of area, a lot of people, and a lot of great friends to our family. There's our shout out horn. Woo! Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to Ben's email here. He says, thanks for being here and returning to the airwaves. Well, you're welcome. He says, good to have you here in Boise. Now, I listened to you back in your early days on KIDO. Whoa, man, that's quite a few years ago. 94, 95. Hey, that's awesome. Appreciate you following me. I really do. He said, been wanting to ask you about a little problem on my Chevrolet truck. Okay, I can help. It's a 2007 Chevrolet 3500 four-wheel drive 4x4 truck. Every time I put it in drive, there's a crack sound. Sounds like it's coming from the center of the truck. Also, there's a small, I think, a transmission leak coming from the back of the transfer case. Do you think that the leak might have something to do with the crack sound? Question mark. And do you have any ideas on what the crack sound might be? Question mark. Thanks for being here. Ben, listening in Boise, Idaho on KBUI AM 670, and they are live. I'm very honored to be back home. Ben, I really am. I am at home right now. Track temperature looks like my microphone temperature right now is 110 because I'm getting hot and woo, getting hot and bothered about this. This is awesome. I appreciate it, man. You know, this is where I started, and it means a lot to me to have Nate Shulman here live from Boise, Idaho, take 2 hours of the program and to help all the folks here that where I started from since 1968. Yes, I'm that old. Anyway, hey Ben, your crack in your little. Well, it's not that little. It's a one-ton 2000 Chevrolet 3500 four-wheel drive pickup. Here's what I want you to do, Ben. You've got your yes. That leak is everything to do with your crack sound. Now, the crack, first off and foremost, could be a U joint. You know, those 3500s. You got two drive lines under there. You've got the drive line that's sliding in the back of the transfer case. Transfer case is mounted to the back of the transmission, and I believe we're going to get there in a minute. But your drive lines, of course, you got the front U joint, you got the carrier bearing that holds up the two U joints in the middle, two drive shafts in the middle. Then the rear drive shaft goes to the back, and you got a U joint there at the back, at the end of the drive shaft there, Ben, and it is mounted to the rear end. Now, so here's what I want you to do. It's not going to hurt anything. It's got a crack already, okay? So I want you to get the motor up to operating temperatures. Start it up. Get it up to operating temperatures. And basically, left foot on the brake. You're going to do a little neutral drop for me, Ben. It won't hurt anything. Bring the RPMs up to about 2,300 RPMs. Make sure all the windows are down. And if you want, have your significant other outside the truck or a friend outside the truck. Put them right in the center of the truck outside for both ears to be on. And when you do a little bit of a, they're going to tell you where they hear the crack. If the crack goes kick-a-tink in the rear, when you go from neutral to drive at 2,200 to 2,300 RPMs, that will put a whole bunch of stress and a torque on the U-joints. And that friend of yours, and your ear, because you got both you got all four windows down, because this is a four-door, you said. Yeah, four-door, four-wheel drive. Ka-chink, tink, is what it's going to sound like. Do it again, 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 until your friend and yourself says, hey, that's in the very, very back. That means the U-joint's out. Because an 07, if I'm not mistaken, we've got over 10 years on those U-joints. They're not greasable from the factory. Hate to tell you that, Ben, but you can't grease them. So they're dry as can be. The cups are dry. That's where the ka-tink comes from. The needle bearings that are in the cups are rusty from spinning that big one-ton truck, and you're probably towing some toys around here in Boise, your travel trailer, maybe your snowmobiles already and all. So, and we do have water on the road in Boise here. A little snow hit us the other day. So you get that water in there, the rust starts building up, and it goes, you know, it just takes out U-joints, Ben. Now remember, don't just do one U-joint. If they're all original, Ben, I want you to do all three of them. And yes, you have two on the back shaft, one on the front shaft. Now, that's the good news, Ben. That's the good news. The bad news here, I'm going to take you down, basically down the automotive road here and take you into the Greasy Garage studio now, because I do have this piece I could actually show you. And this piece is a mount. It's an aluminum mount that Chevrolet made back in the day that mounts. Okay, you have your engine, then you have your transmission, and then you have this aluminum mount. And this aluminum mount has a seal in it, causing the transmission fluid to stay in the tranny. And that mount is mounted to the transmission, and then the transfer case is mounted to the mount. It's aluminum. And so the transfer case has got all that weight on that mount hooked to the back of the transmission. They crack. They literally crack, Ben. I've got one here in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho, that's got a big, long crack from the top to the bottom of it, which causes it to leak transmission fluid out and causes the transfer case to be off kilter on the mount to the transmission. Now, your drive shafts are out of kilter. They're not in sync or in inclination degree. That's big words here, mechanical organ jargon. We want the drive shafts to be straight. They're not anymore. So that's the worst case scenario, is that you've got a cracked transmission transfer case mount. You got to pull the transfer case back, undo the mount, pull the mount back, pull the mount completely off, get a new mount with a new seal in it. That's your leak, by the way, Ben. Mount the mount back on there with a new seal, slide the transfer case up. Of course, you got to take the drive shafts off to do all this. And by the way, Ben, I want all those U-joints, all three of them, replaced. Now, I'm saying your carry bearings, okay, they last for a long, long time. But either you got a U-joint or two U-joints out, or this mount that we're talking about here. It's not cheap. It's not cheap, Ben. So, again, I do appreciate it. Send me an email address back, please, so I can send you some gifts right out of my Auto World Plaza right here from Boise, Idaho to Boise, Idaho to you, Ben. I do appreciate it. Well, looks like the garage door is coming down on us already on the first hour, folks. So, first and foremost, thanks for joining me. Very privileged and honored and proud to be here for you each and every week. I want each and every one of you to drive safe and motor on. I'm Mark Evans.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.